AI writes code like someone who's never been paged at 2 a.m. The post generating the most productive frustration this week. The prototype isn't the product, submitted by SMK with 127 points and 109 comments, advances a deceptively simple argument. AI is exceptional at generating something that looks like a working product, and that appearance is exactly what makes it dangerous. The gap between a convincing prototype and something shippable to real users is where all the hard engineering work still lives, and AI does not cross that gap. Companies that adopted AI coding tools in 2025 are reportedly running into what some analysts call prototype debt, a cousin of technical debt carrying an added psychological trap. Because the AI-generated prototype looks finished, teams are less likely to budget time for integration work, error handling, edge cases, and security review. The prototype sets false expectations with product managers and executives, and engineering absorbs the blame when timelines balloon. Hacker News commenters noted that AI performs well on the parts of software development that impress in a demo, generating UI components, writing database queries for the happy path, producing documentation, while struggling with the attributes that make software reliable at scale. Race conditions, failure modes, and graceful degradation when a third-party API goes down. One commenter summarized the gap succinctly. AI writes code like someone who's never been paged at 2 a.m. The QM multiplayer agent harness from YC Software on GitHub, 584 points, 121 comments, offers a contrasting approach. Rather than asking AI to build an entire system, QM coordinates multiple AI agents working on different parts of a problem simultaneously, treating them like junior developers who each own a discrete task. Community commenters flag that the tool's real value lies not in raw capability, but in coordination, keeping parallel work streams coherent without a human orchestrating every step. Google's Chrome security claim completes the picture. The company asserts that in June 2026 alone, I helped identify and fix more Chrome security vulnerabilities than were fixed in the entire preceding two-year period, a claim that drew 545 comments and pointed community skepticism about methodology, bug comparability, and whether simpler issues previously deprioritized by humans are inflating the count. Even discounted significantly, however, a step change improvement in security patching throughput across a browser running on roughly 3 billion active devices would represent working infrastructure, not a product demo. And it illustrates the conditions under which AI appears most credible: bounded tasks, measurable success criteria, and experienced engineers in the loop.